The queen is there, and so are the kings, queens, presidents, prime ministers, and leaders of 112 countries. Sir Winston helped arrange his own funeral under a plan with the code name Operation Hope Not. One hymn, he asked, was his favorite, the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And so an American hymn was sung by the kings, queens, presidents, and leaders of the world.
This I say, brethren, the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
The ringing of the church bells, and General Eisenhower speaks a tribute.
In the coming years, many, in countless words, will strive to interpret the motives, describe the accomplishments, and extol the virtues of Winston Churchill, soldier, statesman, and citizen, that two great countries were proud to claim as their own. Among all the things so written or spoken, there will ring out through all the centuries one incontestable refrain. Here was a champion of freedom. May God grant that we, and the generations who will remember him, heed the lessons he taught us in his deeds, in his words, in his life. May we carry on his work until no nation lies in captivity, no man is denied opportunity for fulfillment. And now to you, Sir Winston, my old friend, farewell.
Now the procession moves to a barge on the Thames. On the other side, at Waterloo Station, a train is waiting for the trip to Bladen Churchyard, and the British people say goodbye with respect, nostalgia, and affection, both to a man and to an era in their history, and ours.
Do not let us speak of darker days. Let us speak rather of sterner days. These are not dark days. These are great days. The greatest our country has ever lived. And we must all thank God that we have been allowed, each of us, according to our station, to play a part in making these days memorable in the history of our race.